Matty Griffin's up and about early doors all the time. He gets that much sun, it's not funny. As one of our favourite golfers on the planet, he's back again in Victoria because the Australian Open is at Victoria and Kingston Heath for Thursday and Friday action. He's getting ready to be a part of that and take out the title. Matty, good morning.
Good morning, Half. Yes, no shortage of sun as a golfer. We need to limit it more than they get more.
Yes. So do you wear the sleeves that everyone's starting to wear in the world of golf?
I do. Yeah, they're great. You barely feel like you've got them on, and they work when it's, I find when it's really hot and humid, they keep the sweat off your hands as well. So
yes.
I've got two functions.
Yes, very functional pieces of apparel. All the golfers are wearing, even the local golfers are getting into them at the moment. So it's good SPF sort of factors as well. Now tell us, how's your game shaping up? Ready for this week? It's the big Australian Open, the national title.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, it feels. I feel like I've been close for a while, but I had a bit of a disappointing week last week up at the PGA, but had a good final round. So that was a good place to leave that. And a few bit of tinkering with the coach this week, and I'll be good to go on Thursday.
Fairly familiar golf club to the Victorian Kingston Heath. You're pretty comfortable in the environments?
Yes, well, I've certainly seen Victoria enough as a local member, and yep. and with Kingston Heath as well. It's sort of being a growing up playing pennant, and that I would have played sort of 20 to 30 rounds or over the years. So know them well. Although when we do get to tournaments, the tournament setup's a bit different to what you usually get as in a club competition. But I will. I'm sure I'll be ready to go.
So I wanted to ask you about that, mate. Obviously, you know, Victoria back to front, but now it's set up in tournament play. Do you still put in the same amount of preparation in looking at the course as you would if it wasn't your home course?
A little bit less. I was probably, given the two, we've got two courses to learn and get this week, I focused a bit more yesterday on Kingston Heath, whereas probably a lot of the other players are, given there's three rounds of Victoria, doing a bit more work at Vic. So I've sort of got that knowledge in the background there that I don't need to add to, which is a big positive. The greens will be a bit firmer. They tuck the pins into some tighter spots. So you've probably almost got to be a little bit, and when I go and play, I mean, we've played a lot of Victoria, like you play pretty aggressively. You're just trying to make birdies all the time. But in a tournament, I guess the way you've got to play is a little bit different to just your Saturday morning comp. So I've got to kind of take that into account.
And can you put a shot advantage to it, or like a numerical number to the advantage you've got of playing there so many times on other members of the field? Or have these guys played enough times around the Sandbelt, enough times around Victoria and Kingston Heath, that you don't have that advantage?
Oh, you probably have the advantage over a lot of players. I'd say when you get to the likes of your Adam Scotts and Cam Smiths and that gets dissipated a bit, because they've got great caddies and they've played golf courses around the world, and that's part of our job, is to learn golf courses quickly and play them, learn how to play them in a short space of time. And I played the Masters at Vic in 2010 and 11 and struggled both times, and I probably find it can almost be a little bit of a disadvantage at the start of the week. You put a bit more pressure on yourself.
Yep. But
if you can play your way into contention, then it becomes a big advantage on Sunday, because you're a bit more comfortable out on the golf course.
How good is it for you and for Australian golf to have Cam Smith and Leish and Scotty back playing these last couple of tournaments, or last week and, of course, this week as well?
Oh, it's been fantastic. The buzz around last week at the Australian PGA was something we haven't had for quite a while. It kind of felt a little bit closer to back when we were all growing up and watching Greg Norman play the golf courses. It wasn't quite to that level, but it was getting back to there. And then with the girls there this week as well, it adds that little bit more. Seeing Minji and Adam Scott play a practice round yesterday, and as they're walking to the tee, they're having a chat to Kari Webb on the putting green was pretty cool.
And that format, we've got the Vic Open format now as part of the Australian Open set up this week. What do you make of that, and how do you think it'll go from a broadcast perspective, but also just a tournament perspective?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I guess we'll have to wait and see how they cover it. There is a lot. I mean, the hard part with, given we've got two such strong fields, you are trying to cover a lot of players. And I mean, there's a good argument to say that Australian Open could have two weeks itself, but I guess the proof will be in the pudding when we see how things go at the end of the week.
Very diplomatically answered there, Matthew. That was very good. Just on the...
Because it's on your agenda, mate. Don't be dragging it in.
No, I'm not dragging him in. I'm not dragging him into it at all. What I wanted to ask you, now I've completely lost my train of thought. Thanks for that. Oh, yes, I now know. So what the format, tell us what you will be doing. I'm assuming the tea times are out. How it all works, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday before Sunday.
Yeah, so we've got... I'm off at Victoria on Thursday afternoon, so then I get Kingston Heath on Friday morning, which I was sort of quite happy with, because I feel like if I get Victoria in a bit more breeze, I'll be more comfortable around there than, say, playing the Kingston Heath in a strong wind. So that was a positive. And then basically they cut to the top 65 and ties for both men and women after Friday. And then we get to... Those players then play Saturday at Victoria, and then probably the biggest issue a lot of the players have is the actual cut to the top 30 on Saturday night. So then you have to be in the top 30 come Saturday to play Sunday. So essentially you could be 31st and end up missing out on playing Sunday, which is not, I don't think anyone really thinks that's ideal. But
not for the national title.
No, but it's what we've got. So I guess really you're just trying to get yourself as far up there as you can on Friday night, and then just make sure that you're in that top 30 with a chance to win on Sunday.
And Sunday's at Victoria as well?
It is, yeah. Both rounds of the weekend at Victoria. Yeah.
Matty, we wish you the best. We know there's a bit of tinkering going on, as you said before, but with a bit of advantage with the home track, hopefully that leads to great things for you on the weekend, mate. Go get them. Appreciate your time.
No, thanks for having us. Look forward to seeing a lot out there.
We'll be there. Matt Griffin with us, one of our favourites on the World Golfing Tour, getting ready for the Australian Open.